this month is WorkSafe Tasmania Month. Shouldn't every month be WorkSafe Tasmania Month?
Yes. Very much my sentiment too. Every day should be WorkSafe Day.
So you're ramping it up a little bit this month, though, aren't you? You're trying to promote more awareness about how to reduce injury and illness in the workplace. So what sort of things are you doing to highlight the fact that we should be, you know, looking, even though it is Workplace Safety Month, we should be looking at this every day?
Well, we've got many exciting events and activities over the month, but just to let your audience know about the things going on in the Northwest, we have a two-day conference in Launceston, and that's going to focus on leadership culture and organisational safety. So that's happening in Launceston on the 27th and 28th of October. And then we have a number of forums in Ulverston, Smithton, Wynyard and Devonport as well. And again, they'll be covering many different issues such as psychosocial hazards, mentally healthy workplaces, leadership culture, and a whole range of other things that affect work health and safety.
I guess there's been a real emphasis in the last few years, hasn't there? People are talking more about mental health and culture because it's sort of been pushed into the background a little bit, and there's been a realisation, almost like a eureka moment, that, hang on, this is a pretty important issue as well.
It is, and it should be treated just like any other work health and safety hazard. You have to identify it, recognise that you've got an issue, and then work out ways of reducing that issue and solving the problem. So no different to any other workplace hazard and risk.
What's our record like in Tasmania with lost time accidents and workplace health and safety? Are we getting better or are we stagnating or getting worse? I'd like to think that we're probably getting better at it.
We are, in terms of workers' compensation claims, that has been steadily reducing over the last couple of years, so that's good to see. But of course, it can be a complex picture in terms of estimating exactly how much injury and workplace illness is happening in reality. But they're the sort of measures that we tend to use. And yes, by and by, it looks like things are improving.
I know a lot of people, it is in the front of their mind. Gone are the days when you'd stand on a chair to change a light bulb. If you do that now, there's usually three people around you that will growl at you and say, get a ladder.
and this is the type of expectations and values, I guess, we're trying to promote during WorkSafe Month. Is just, it's a little bit about each of us looking after ourselves and each other, isn't it? It can be as simple as that in terms of avoiding a serious injury or illness, that if we just take note of how we go about doing a particular work task, it can make all the difference.
Yeah, look, I don't think anyone's going to go crook at you. Like I said, if I stood on a chair to change a light bulb and some of my workmates, you know, growled at me to get a ladder, I wouldn't go crook at them because they're thinking of everyone's health and welfare, aren't they, really?
Yes, that's right. And we all have a duty to, as I said, to look after ourselves and each other at work.
Yeah, I've got to point out at this stage, I don't stand on chairs to change light bulbs. It's just an example that I was using. you mentioned leadership. That's important too, isn't it? So, the leadership in health and safety has to come from the top down in workplaces, doesn't it?
Exactly. And this is how good cultures and positive cultures are created, through that strong leadership. And, again, yes, we all need to ensure that can come about in the best way, but very much the employer has, and the leader of an organisation has, that obligation to make that happen.
Yep, you've got to lead by example. And you mentioned the conference in Launceston. Part of that will be the annual WorkSafe Tasmania Awards. And I know these are very keenly contested, and a lot of places around the state would love to have one hanging on their wall. What have been some of the really rippers that have come out in the last few years? Something that sticks out in your mind that someone's just had one of those million-dollar moments and gone, this is what we need to do to fix that, and it's been brilliant.
I guess we've had many over the years. It's hard to pinpoint any particular one because they do vary greatly in the categories that they come in as well. We have seven different categories that the entrants apply for, and this year we've had over 60 entries. So we'll be seeing many more great solutions and ideas coming to the fore. But in terms of the past, they've been very varied and difficult to compare in terms of, you know, what might be a great one as opposed to less great.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but obviously the fact that you've got so many entries, as I say, businesses want to have one of those certificates hanging on their wall. It's become almost a prestige symbol.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, there's great recognition through the awards ceremony and great follow-up with promotion of those organisations that do take part. So, well worth the effort.
Yep, look, I think if I had the opportunity to choose between two jobs, not that many people do these days because of the way the employment market is, but if you had the choice to choose between one that's got a Workplace Tasmania or WorkSafe Tasmania award and one that hasn't, you'd be silly not to go to the one that's got the award, wouldn't you?
Yes, it certainly can help new employees looking at an employer and how they might make sure that their workplace is safe and has a good work culture. So, yeah, it definitely is something to take note of.
And I guess the other thing we should just point out at this stage that, you know, we mentioned that leadership has to come from the boss down, but anyone that has any concerns about workplace health and safety, don't stay quiet about it. Put your hand up, talk to the boss about it. They won't go crook at you. You know, there might be a reason why they do things a particular way, but if you think something's not right, best thing is to speak up about it.
Yeah, exactly, Martin. I think we all need to be champions and even possibly leaders in this space because it could mean your own health and safety being impacted in a negative way or others if you don't do that. So very important that we all play a part in making safer workplaces.
And so say all of us. Pamela, thanks for your time this afternoon. I hope the month goes well for you and I'm sure that the conference and the awards will be well attended. And if people want to know about the seminars being held on the Northwest Coast, where do they find out about those?
Go to www.worksafe.tas.gov.au and everything is on that website in terms of the conference, the events, the forums and each of the areas in the north and northwest. And I'm sure they'll be able to find exactly what they need there.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Pamela. And like I said in the intro there, every month should be WorkSafe Tasmania Month, but we've been making a bit of a spotlight on it this month at the moment. But thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for the opportunity.